This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A judge has agreed to have all charges dropped against a security guard who shot and killed a protester in 2020. Matthew Doloff fatally wounded Lee Keltner after competing protests in downtown Denver between ultra-right-wing conservatives and anti-fascists in 2020. Denver DA Beth McCann had announced 2 weeks ago that she planned to drop the charges, claiming her office could not, quote, overcome the legal justification of self-defense or defense of others. On Monday, a judge allowed the move. The school board for Colorado's third largest district is expected to vote on a new superintendent tonight. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The new superintendent for Douglas County Schools will have to unify a deeply divided district after the school board's conservative majority voted to terminate former superintendent Corey Wise. Now there are two finalists. Erin Kane is the leader of a charter school. She was also the interim superintendent of the district for 2 years, from 2016 to 2018. Danny Windsor is a district administrator who oversees schools in the Parker region. He also administers the district's career and college readiness program. Both candidates say they want to stabilize and unify the district and return the focus to students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado bird watchers can now see their favorite winged creatures at one of the Metro Denver's biggest wildlife habitats, all from the comfort of their own home. The city of Westminster has installed a 24/7 year-round camera at Stanley Lakes Bird Island. The island is a popular nesting area for cormorants and great blue herons. The camera was previously set up near a bald eagle nest, which came down after 5 years when it collapsed last spring. This is CPR and KRCC.